The mail brings them to us, envelopes with words on them that says, "Time to renew." The magazine subscription is about to expire. It's time to renew. The membership period is coming to a close. It's time to renew. The warranty is ending, and it's time to renew. The calendar turns another year. It's time to renew. So here we are on this first Sunday of a new year. We may be a little groggy, we may be a little achy, sleepy, sneezy, coughing, as we all sit here today. But the message for us is an exciting one. It is time to renew. It is time to begin. What this year will bring, no one knows, but the possibilities are unlimited. It is time that you and I take a moment to renew that which the Lord has given us. I suggest this year that we live in a year with a what-if attitude. What if we lived as though all the hopes and dreams of our lives were really going to happen? What if we approached this year with the expectation that life truly can be renewed? The gospel is about beginning again. It is about renewal. We can walk away from yesterday into the freshness of tomorrow. That is the good news that the Lord brings to us today. That is the good news that we bring this morning. What if? What if is what the sun asks every morning before pinking the sky with the new day. What if is the thought of the ballerina that's preparing to step out onto the stage. What if, ask the eyes of the lovers as they see each other across the room. You see, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, God said, "What if?" You see, the story of creation is a drama of renewal. Seasons change, time passes, and through it all, the cycle of life brings forth the things that make possible the existence of life here on earth. It is as if the physical world teaches us a lesson. Renewal is at the heart of everything that we do. You see, no death is permanent, no birth goes on forever. Renewal is at the center of everything, a dynamic of endings and beginnings that never ceases. In a sense, every Sunday is an opportunity to begin again because it's the first day of the week. We believe that the grace of Christ brings the possibility of renewal. And on this first Sunday of the new year, we are invited to let that grace wash over our lives so, like that fresh washed children, we can begin again. We clean ourselves up. We renew our hope and our faith. After all, you and I are Easter people, aren't we? We believe in the radical grace of life defying death. It does. Life does defeat death. We are the people who say to one another, "Hear the good news. Hear it. Listen. Pay attention. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven." You see, that's a powerful statement. Oh, what a powerful statement that is. It applies to your life and to mine on this Lord's Day. I pray that we can hear the gospel today and know that, as in the beginning, so now, God is creating and the possibilities of that creation are unlimited. You see, today is the first day of the rest of your life. I had a teacher in high school that used to say that every day. And I would think, I do wish she would hush. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. And she was so excited about it. But she was a wonderful teacher. She was a good person. I remember that. And it is. It's a day to begin, a day to renew yourself, a day to learn something. It is always the first day in God's hands. Think of the moments in the life of Jesus when He was confronted by seemingly permanent dead ends. Bartimaeus, sitting blind by the side of the road, had his sight restored. He was a renewed man. The woman at the well, living with the burden of a past that grew heavier with each passing day, was introduced to the waters that were living, those waters of grace that washed over her that day. She ran back to her tormentors to tell them, "To come and see a man who has seen my life as no one else has ever seen it." She was renewed. She was restored. she was redeemed. Come see this man, she says. Come see what God has done. Miserable, miserable Zacchaeus sat up in a tree just to get a very small glimpse of Jesus. And guess what? Jesus goes home with him, and Zacchaeus becomes a different man. Nicodemus comes to Jesus in the dark of the night and is invited to be born anew as the dawn of grace breaks over his rule-driven life. You see, Nicodemus didn't quite understand, but God gave him that mercy and grace. He gave him that new life. On and on the stories go throughout the Gospels. On and on the stories of God's grace come to you and I, restoring our lives, renewing our days, recharging our spiritual batteries, giving us the chance to begin yet again. You see, it is the first Sunday of a new year, and the rich grace of God is given to us in such a way that we don't have to be who we were then, like we were yesterday. Think of who you were yesterday. Think of maybe who you were early this morning. You know, when we walk into this place each and every day, the first day of the week, every Sunday, when we walk into this place, we don't have to be the same person that walks out of here. This is a place of renewal, a place of change, a place of hope. We can be different people. We don't have to be like the snails who drag the shell of their past around with them. No, ours is a gospel of renewal. We believe in the God of second chances, and third and fourth and fifth. We believe in a God who gives us hope. We have seen God's revelation in the one whose touch is always renewing, whose word is always redemptive, and whose love is powerful enough to let us begin yet again. May this grace embrace you on this first Sunday of the new year. May you live as if all your dreams can be realities. Even now, God is creating a new day for you. Run to it, and let it be the experience of a true new beginning for your one wild and beautiful life. See, God gives us all a wonderful life, a beautiful life, and it's time for you and I to renew. That is why the gospel is called the Good News. It's a great story. It's a great way to live your life. Somewhere on the golden streets of heaven, a man is grinning big. He once hung on a cross next to another man and must have thought his life was over. All he had was a prayer that went something like this: Jesus, remember me. Jesus, remember me. All he had was a prayer, and it was all that he needed. A con man, a bad man, one that people didn't care a whole lot for, was given a second chance. If that could happen for him, it can happen for you and it can happen for me. You see, in the beginning, God created, and in your life, God is creating right on and on. You see, now is the time to let that energy of renewal embrace you and make you new. It's time to turn over a new leaf, and Jesus is here to help you begin anew. Let us remember that we have a chance each and every day of our lives to begin anew. As we begin our lives from this moment on, each and every day, to bring hope that can only come by knowing our Lord and Savior. This week I had the opportunity to hear one of my friends that I grew up with. He's on YouTube. It's called Amazing Grace. Him and his wife both did their testimony. And he's a pastor now of one of the Freedom Biker churches. He's a mess. But he's a wonderful human being who had a very troubled life. From the time he was about 15 or 16 years old, and probably he was in his early 30s. And he's turned his life around, and he does a wonderful wonderful testimony of Noah. He said, you know, I had a wonderful family. I grew up in a great home with wonderful, loving parents. I had a little brother. And he said, I went to church every Sunday with mom and dad until I was about 15 years old, he said, and then I began to think I knew a little bit more than everybody else. And he got in a little trouble in high school, and he started drinking, started smoking a little of the funny weed, started taking a few other things that people had. And by the time he was in college, he went to East Carolina when he graduated high school. By the time he went off to college, he said, I was doing coke and everything else. He said, I somehow managed to graduate from college. I landed a very good job, and he did. He was making six figures. He was making a lot of money. Had a nice brick home, lots of fancy vehicles, motorcycles, all the things. He was just living life. He got married. His first marriage ended not good. He said, my life was just a mess. He ended up marrying Kelly. And Kelly was a girl too, a woman that had had a very troubled past. And their life together was a mess to begin with. They both had had lots of things happen, and they both were kind of on the same road. And it was not going in a good place. He said, and guess what? He said, one Christmas, he said, we went with my parents to the mountains on vacation. He said, and the place we rented, he said, had to belong to Christian people. He said, everywhere I turned in that place, there was a plaque on the wall that was talking about Jesus. There was a cross in every bedroom. There was something on the wall in the bathroom. He said, every time I turned around, there was something there. He said, it began to convict him. It began to talk to him. It began to tell him. And in January, he said, I started going to church. He said, I told Kelly, I said, we got to go to church. He said, I just can't live like that. He said, because I was miserable. I was totally, totally miserable. My life was not what it needed to be. And he said, in February, he said, I gave my life. He said, I gave it all away. He said, and from the moment that I gave my life to the Lord, he said, he took the want of cocaine away from me. He took the want of drinking away from me. And he's been on fire ever since. He's been running all over the place, starting these biker churches. And he's real good at it. And right now he's the pastor of the one that's over in Vander, which is actually between Vander and Eastover. It's right over there. He's a nice young man who has turned his life around, and his wife has done the same. And there, he said, but I'm going to tell you something. I was lost. He said, but let me tell you what I am now. I'm free. I'm free of everything, he said, and don't let people fool you when they say, you know, I can do this and I can do that. I can handle it. I can handle my drinking. I can handle my drugs. I can handle my stuff. Don't bother me. I can do it. He said, but none of us can handle it. We can't handle it without God. So I want you to think about that this morning. When you renew that which God has given you, when you renew your life on this beginning of the new year, no matter what you've got in your life, we all need to renew it, and we all need to make it whole, and we need to make it right. We need to let go of those things that hold us, no matter what it is. And it could be something very, very huge, or it could be something very, very small. Let's renew our hope in Him. Let us pray.